don't have a choice but to buy. This is called a put option. What we studied is the waterfall model of exit. If one exit option does not work, the other option is explored, and so on. At the end, if nothing works, the investors technically have to write off their investments. Always remember, as a founder, you should be clear about one thing. Is there any clause that is forcing you to provide an exit to the investor by using your personal funds? Then you should put your foot down, because you don't want to take any personal liability. Ring fence your personal assets. This should be your topmost priority, and this is much more important than valuation, the funding amount that you are looking to raise, etc. Preemptive right. Next on the clause list is preemptive right. This right is given to the investor to participate in future rounds of funding in proportion to the shareholding. So let's say an angel investor has a 10% stake in the company. This company raises a Series A round of 10 crores. Now this angel investor has the right to participate in this Series A round and subscribe to shares worth 1 crore. So if an investor is holding 10% stake in the company and goes for the next round of funding of 10 crores, then the existing investor holding a 10% stake has the right to participate in the round and subscribe to shares worth 1 crore. Of course, this is not an obligation on the investor, but just a right that the investor can exercise. This right has no downside impact on the company or the founder, and hence, no negotiation is required on preemptive right. Liquidation preference clause. The next clause